Hello, hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. Big night on Super Tuesday. We'll get into that a little bit also. We'll say a few things about that. But very interesting what happened today. So hello, hello, everybody. I see people jumping on from Nebraska, Virginia. Oh, let's see, Mississippi, Colorado. Hello, hello. Oh, Bronx, New York. Oh, we got someone in the Bronx, New York watching. That's wonderful. And our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We're going to open up in prayer. I have just a few things to say first. Then we're going to get into this dream that probably has a lot to do with what's coming and what's going on currently. So I've been sitting on this dream for about 4 days now and praying, and we're probably only going to scratch the surface with it tonight. And we're going to have to revisit it at some point. So let's open up in prayer and then we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Father, due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short in you, Lord. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Lord, we ask that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. And after he was buried, he rose again in 3 days, victoriously ascended back into heaven, where he took his rightful right place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. We honor that before you this day, Lord, that he is our advocate day and night before your throne. Father, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, in to fill this place, Lord. Let your power saturate the atmosphere. Let your glory go forth. Let people physically, Lord, feel your presence, Lord. Father, lead and guide us in all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, fill us with all wisdom right now and counsel as we go forth. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth in Jesus' name. Father, allow us the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. And Lord, we just ask, Father, you take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take comes from you. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father. And Lord, we say this day, Hashiveinu Adonai, come to us, Lord. Let your name be glorified above all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. 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 Okay. So praise the Lord. Hello, everybody who's jumping on. Yes, we have some interesting things to get into this evening on the cusp of right after basically the eclipse sign of Jonah teaching last night and Super Tuesday, and Nikki Haley suspended her campaign today. So apparently announcements went out that she did suspend her campaign, and it was a big Super Tuesday for President Trump. We congratulate him, and we hope that, you know, he just continues to fight the good fight of faith and lean on the Lord more and more as he goes forth in this. So I wanted to show you something that somebody sent me. Today we got it, and it's hanging right outside my office door now, but I brought it in to show you all of you because it's so profound. I absolutely love it. So this is from Brenda Bassnett. She sent this amazing picture. Let me show you. Hold on. Here it is. Hold on. I'm going to come into view. He leaves the 99 to go after the one lost little lamb. That scripture, he leaves the 99 to go after the one. This is that scripture. This is, and it's just amazing. This photo, this is how little Moses looked as a baby. He was so cute. And what an amazing picture, because that was all of us. So that was all of us. We were the lost lambs that he left the flock to go after. So this is hanging up right outside my door, actually, on the wall. So Brenda, thank you so, so much for that. That was so thoughtful of you to send that to us. I absolutely love it. And it's a wonderful reminder to all of us who work at Ark of Grace and those who work here at this location that the Lord is indeed our shepherd. He is indeed our shepherd, and he will come after us and looking for us when we have lost our way. So thank you, Brenda, so much for that. We have a Noah video that is so adorable. I don't know if you can stand it. Noah, the African tortoise. Now, there's something I have to tell you after all of this that I will share with you.
Your that's snack? Pretty pathetic. Okay, this is your close-up. Oh, you're coming in for your close-up.
Yeah. This was today.
Here, I'll move back a little bit so you'll eat.
Courtney came and got me. She's like, he's eating. It's so cute. So, oh, he's bathing himself. That, they wanted me to see him bathing himself. And then he went and ate snacks.
Oh, you're looking for your greens. There he goes. Right to his greens. Let me see if I can get him from the other side.
Yep. Oh, there's Cyrus. Cyrus and Noah are like best friends. Yep. We'll just That's give the video. There it is. Noah. A moment here.
There we go.
There he is, eating away. Turtles eat so cute. I never knew they eat this way.
Oh, there's your little
tortoises, sulcatas, till we got one. So there's Noah, just living his best life now. So as we get more footage of Noah and the animals here, actually, the vet is coming to see the new bunnies tomorrow that we had showed last night, and one of them was paralyzed in the back legs. Our doctor is coming to see them tomorrow, so we will keep you posted about that. Also, we have Ark of Grace Sanctuary. We have a Facebook page now for Ark of Grace Sanctuary, and so you can go like and follow on Facebook. So basically, they do a lot of posts there and a lot of updates on what's going on with the animals. So please find Ark of Grace Sanctuary on Facebook, like and follow. Everyone does a wonderful job with this page. And so basically we are very happy to have one now, to have a Facebook page that you can follow along and get constant updates about the animals and what's happening here at the sanctuary. Okay, lastly, the gala. Ark of Grace Sanctuary Gala. May 3rd, we're going to have a Meet the Animals from 5 to 6 p.m. Yes, some of the animals from Ark of Grace will be there for you to meet and greet. So if you can, please go to our events page on arkofgrace.org and you can sign up to come to our gala. It's going to be at the Links at Unionvale. It's an absolutely beautiful golf course. They have been wonderful about working with us for the gala and with bringing the animals in. So we very much appreciate that. So you can go to arkofgrace.org/events to learn more. Now I'm going to tell you something very interesting that the Lord, I was actually with the bunnies this morning. And the Lord in my spirit, I perceive it to be the Lord, spoke something to me and my jaw dropped because I totally forgot. But it was months ago. Do you remember I brought up the tortoise and the hare? I think I brought it up. That story, that account of the tortoise and the hare. And this was months ago. And the whole premise of that was that the hare was all puffed up and the hare, you know, got so ahead of the tortoise and thought it was going to win. It took a little nap and it fell asleep and the tortoise kind of steadily just kept going and surpassed the hare and won the race. Well, the Lord in his brilliance points out to me, what did I just send you in what order? I said, oh my, you sent a tortoise? And then you sent the hares, you sent the rabbits. And my jaw dropped sitting on the floor with the rabbits when the Lord said that to me. There is something very prophetic and profound right now about that account of the tortoise and the hare. So just make a note of that. Because for the Lord to say that to me and to send them in that order, he sent the tortoise and then he sent the hare. My mind was blown at that point. So just write that down and keep that in the back of your mind for this time. Okay. Let's get into this dream that happened on March 2nd. So we've got some pictures to show you to try to help you see what I saw. So it gives you a better visual, basically. So basically in the dream, there was a small crowd of people. I don't know where I was. There's a crowd of people. And I was kind of in the middle of the crowd. I had a puppy on a leash that I was holding the leash. Puppy was laying down. Puppy was being well-behaved. Approximately 5 months old, this puppy was. It was all black. And it looked like a black lab German Shepherd mix or a black lab border collie mix. Okay? Here's a good picture, except this is an older dog. It was a five-month-old puppy, but this is a black lab border collie mix, this dog. And then we have a black lab shepherd mix. So you can see what I saw there. How adorable. How could you say no to that? So this is a black lab shepherd mix. And that puppy looks to be maybe about 5 months old. So almost 5 months old. So that's what, hey, there you go. I'd say that puppy's about three or four months old. But that's what I saw. There you go. So this is what I have in the dream, about approximately 5 month old black lab shepherd or black lab border collie mix puppy. Shepherds and collies, to note, are herding dogs by nature, and labs are retrievers by nature. So just keep this in mind. I had the puppy on a leash. The puppy was laying down. I was asked what the puppy's name was. And I said that the puppy's name was Covenant. And then someone said to me that was there, that is the name you changed it to. What was the puppy's original name? And there was a tag that I had with me. And I kind of unfolded it to look at the info for the puppy. And the puppy's original name was Patriot Party. So the puppy's original name is Patriot Party. It was changed to Covenant. And it's about a five-month-old puppy. So this is the dream. And I wake up. And I start praying about this because I know this profoundly means something. I mean, you have this puppy, you've got this lab shepherd or lab border collie mix. We're going to get into both because it's fascinating. Both herding dogs, retrieving, right? On a leash. Because why? Because the puppy's young. Puppy has to be nurtured. Puppy has to be taught. Puppy has to be disciplined. And then you've got the puppy's name Covenant, but it was changed to Covenant, and the original name was Patriot Party. 5 months ago would have put us at the beginning of October. Let me share with you what happened in the beginning of October. The horrific attack on Israel by Hamas occurred October 7th, and in the U.S., Kevin McCarthy was ousted as House Speaker at the beginning of October. And then this incredible event takes place where Speaker Johnson from Louisiana comes out of nowhere, it seems, and is made Speaker of the House. So back in October, we had these events unfolding. And it's just good to keep in mind, basically. These events are just good to just make a mental note of as we go forward talking about this, because I had to do some research on this. So you have the shepherding aspect, you have the retrieving aspect, right? Because whether it's a border collie or a German shepherd, they're both herding dogs, right? They're both in the field with the shepherd. So you have the shepherding aspect, you have the retrieving aspect of the lab. What does it mean to retrieve something? The definition of retrieve is to get or bring something back or regain possession of it. That's the definition of retrieve. And the shepherds, the herding dogs, they protect the flock. So if we look at this, the leaders need to regain possession of what was stolen, or the shepherds need to regain possession of what was stolen and reestablish the covenant between the Lord and the nation. Now, the border collie, because like I said, this dog was either a black lab shepherd puppy or a black lab border collie puppy. Border. What's happening at the border right now? You've got patriots and those that love this nation and those that love God taking a stand at the border to regain possession of, retrieve, what has been taken through this soft invasion of immigration. The collie part, any breed of large dog, now listen to this, the collie is any breed of large dog developed in Scotland that occur in rough-coated and smooth-coated varieties, have erect ears, and a long muzzle. So where does the collie come from? Scotland. What is Donald Trump? The family of Donald Trump, 45th president of the United States and owner of the Trump Organization, is a prominent American family of German and Scottish descent. He is German and Scottish. German Shepherd, Border Collie, Scottish. Now, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still and quiet waters. He refreshes and restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, shepherding rod, and your staff, they comfort and console me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell forever in the house and in the presence of the Lord. That was the amplified version of Psalm 23. So we have these aspects, right? Border, right? Shepherd, retrieve, to regain possession of. Now, we have something else to talk about, because Patriot Party, I had to go back and find out the history if there was ever such a thing called a Patriot Party. And I'll tell you what I found in a moment. But the Patriot movement needs the Lord and needs the covenant that the Lord made with this nation and needs to reestablish that with the Lord. So the Patriot Party needs the covenant, needs to be changed, that they come into agreement with the covenant of Almighty God. Now, this could also mean that there is going to be some type of party that forms from a group of patriots that will be changed and become something to do with a covenant. Okay, so there could be some aspect of this too, another party rising in this nation and what its name might be associated with. Because the covenant must be reestablished. This is crucial for the nation to do this. We have to do what Ezra did, reestablish the covenant with God. Now, I looked up to see if there was ever such a thing as a Patriot Party. Ever such a thing. This is what I found. 1970, 54 years ago, dissolved in the mid-1970s, There was a young Patriots organization whose headquarters was in Chicago. And look at what they stood for initially. Revolutionary socialism, left-wing nationalism, anti-racism, anti-capitalism. And the party flag kind of resembles, in a way, I don't know, maybe the Confederate flag. I don't think totally the Confederate flag, but it has that feel. Now, the strange thing about that flag is it's an X, right? The two pads of the two eclipses from 2017, and that's going to happen in 2024, make an X over the nation. So that's just some interesting thing to note in the middle of this. Now, the Patriot Party was a socialist organization of the early 1970s in the United States that organized poor rural whites in the Appalachian South and Pacific Northwest. The party was formed after a split with the Young Patriots organization. Young Patriot Organization membership was drawn from street gangs of Appalachian whites, gangs, in the uptown neighborhood of Chicago. It became politicized after working with the Young Lords, an ethnic Puerto Rican gang, and the African American Black Panther Party. You know why they want to try to smear those who love this nation as patriots? Because they originally started a Patriot Party to bring socialism into the nation, and they recruited gangs to do it. Gangs in Chicago, Puerto Rican gangs, Black Panther Party recruited them. So why do they want to smear it now, the liberals? So all of this doesn't come to light and they get called into question why they would do something like this in the first place. Now, this gets dissolved in the mid-1970s, this whole mess right here that I just read. In the 1990s, the Patriot Party became the United Citizens Party. The United Citizens Party was first organized in 1969 in the U.S. state of South Carolina by John Roy Harper II and others in response to the state Democratic Party's opposition to nominating Black candidates. The party's objective was to elect Blacks to the legislature and local offices in counties with Black majority populations. The party ran candidates in 1970 and 1972. As a result, in 1970, the first three Black candidates were elected to the South Carolina House of Representatives since Reconstruction. So this is interesting, too, that in the 90s, they changed their name to the United Citizens Party. So they go from Patriot Party in the 70s to United Citizens Party. Oh, we all got to come together. No matter, you know, no matter how we feel, we just going to have to come under one roof kind of deal. So what I find interesting about this is the more you look at the history of this, you start to understand why the liberals are trying to smear it so bad, that now people are actually, in a way, putting patriotism in its right column, okay? Because patriotism, in a way, should not be associated with socialism and anti-capitalism and all of these other things that are very against our republic. Yes, we have a republic, not a democracy. There's your history lesson for today. We are a republic. We are not a democracy. But what do they say on MSNBC, CNN, and every other news network out there right now that wants to peddle, you know, the falsities and the nonsense they peddle? Oh, they're a threat to our democracy. Wrong. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. And right there, once they say that, anything else that comes out of their mouth, you know, remember the gong show where they'd hit the gong? That's what you have to do, because they are not being very truthful. But they want to smear the Patriot movement, having to do with loving this nation and freedom, right? And the Constitution and everything it should have to do with, because they originally raised up the Patriot Party to usher in socialism and involve gangs in doing their dirty work. And I would have never found this had I not had this dream, first of all. Now, I think there's much more to this dream that I'll just talk about in a few minutes, but it makes sense now why they're so vehemently against patriotism having to do with the Constitution, having to do with faith, having to do with freedom, having to do with capitalism. It makes sense now, given what they originally raised up the Patriot Party for. And it's interesting that they got gangs involved, because what's flooding across our border right now? You've got men that are more tattooed up, right, than any WWE professional wrestler ever could be. They're coming across the border. They have got gang symbols going every which way to Sunday all over their bodies. Demons have marked their territory, and they're coming in from gangs of military fighting age into this nation. So isn't it interesting that the original meaning, the original roots of the Patriot Party was to work with gangs to usher in socialism? Why do you think the Biden administration is letting all of them flood across the border? For very similar reasons. And this is why now you've had this, you know, clash at the border and this resistance mount to what's coming across the border at Eagle Pass. Because now you have this, you know, this patriotic movement of, no, this is our nation rising up, but they need the covenant to go with it. They need to change, right, their hearts towards the Lord and establish that covenant to fully be, right, what God has called that to be. Now, I'm going to show you something interesting, too, that I found, because Donald Trump had proposed, if you remember, a Patriot Party. He hypothetically just put out there the idea of a Patriot Party, right? And he has Make America Great Again. Well, I found a button from when Reagan ran. From when Reagan ran for president. Let's make America great again. So, and this is in 1980. So the Patriot Party dissolves in the mid to late 1970s, right before Reagan comes into play to run for office. So I just thought you would get a kick out of seeing that button, because that popped up in the middle of me searching Patriot Party. This button pops up. Let's make America great again. So this is interesting, because this is kind of like things coming full circle, because this is the time where we have much coming full circle. We do have a Reuters article about this particular thing that was spoken, but here it says, Reuters, February 2nd, 2021, Patriot Party, Trump supporter groups grow rapidly on Facebook. So back then, even in quotations, apparently there were Patriot Party movements that were beginning to grow on Facebook. And basically the Patriot Party would be put back in its rightful column, being it was hijacked by a bunch of psychopaths that wanted to usher socialism into the nation. You know, we should find out who was president in the early 1970s. Could we find that out and put in the private chat? I have a couple guesses, but I don't want to get it wrong. So I would rather just find out the information, because this may be very telling also. So I would just want to take a look-see at this with all of you. Nixon. Was it Nixon? Okay, everyone's writing Nixon. No? Is it Nixon? We have people in the chat. Nixon, Ford. Let's see. Was it Nixon? So everyone's writing Nixon, Richard Nixon. Nixon, 1969 to 1974. because then Watergate happened, right? Richard Nixon was elected the 37th president of the United States, 1969 to 1974, after previously serving as a U.S. representative and a U.S. senator from California. Oh, how interesting. After successfully ending American fighting in Vietnam and improving international relations with the USSR. Wait a second. Just hold, wait a cotton picking minute here, because I just read the end of that statement and something went off in my mind. After successfully ending American fighting in Vietnam, so Nixon ended a war and he improved relations with Russia. Who else ended a war and improved relations with Russia? Donald Trump. What did they do to Nixon after he did these two things? Watergate suddenly happens, right? Watergate suddenly comes about after Nixon does these things in his first term. So what are they going to do? They are going to make sure he has an early exit in his second term. This could be prophetic real time because I'm picking up on this. Yes, he was impeached and he resigned, I believe, as president. Donald Trump did the same two things his first term in August, in office. He ended a war and he improved relations with Russia. And then they pulled what they pulled in 2020 after he did those two things. And now they're pulling what they're pulling, trying to implicate him in crimes, just like they tried to implicate Nixon in crimes. They're trying to implicate Trump in crimes. So this in itself is prophetic. And that's when the Patriot Party was formed. It was formed in 1970. This is real time revelation, guys. I love this when this happens, because this comes real time and you can see the process. So let's see here. The Patriot Party. Yep. Socialist organization of the early 1970s. So you had the Patriot Party in the early 1970s that were trying to undermine what was going on in the United States of America at the time, and was trying to literally usher in socialism. What are they trying to do while all of this is going on with these accusations and these trials and these lawsuits and these, they are trying to usher in socialism. They are trying to do the same thing they did in the early 1970s. They're saying Nixon also sent help for Israel in the Six-Day War. Okay, now we've got three glaring similarities. We have the two, Nixon and Trump, ending wars. We have the second similarity, which they improve relations with Russia. And we have the third similarity, they both sent aid to Israel. They both intervened on Israel's behalf when it came to threats against them. Those are three similarities between Nixon and Trump that are glaringly obvious. And Nixon accomplished those two in his first term. Nixon accomplished, I believe, those three in his first term. Trump accomplished those three in his first term. This is by no accident. And yes, people are writing Roger Stone. He was in the mix in this. Roger Stone back then was in the, he was in the political arena in the middle of this. So this is why you see liberals losing their minds over the Patriot Party, because they originally made that party in order to bring and usher in socialism and use gangs to do it and to do their bidding. So this is why they're losing their mind that that the Patriot Party or that movement is going back in its rightful column, having to do with freedom, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, you know, taking care of our nation, taking care of our military, all those things that the original Patriot Party was against. This has become the antithesis of that. And this is why they're so angry about this, because they have been hiding this dirty little secret for a while now. And all of, and I have this dream with this puppy, this young puppy. So that's what leads me to believe too, if it's going to be a party, if this party is going to have something to do being birthed out of the Patriot movement, having to do with the covenant between God and this nation, it's going to be very young. I mean, this is going to be a very young grassroots party that comes up, because this puppy was only 5 months old, needed to be on a leash, needed to be disciplined, you know, needed to be watched, needed to be cared for. But that puppy was now covenant when it was once Patriot Party. And the fact you're dealing either with a shepherd lab, Labrador Retriever, or a shepherd border, or a Labrador Retriever border collie mix, gives a picture of everything going on right now. You've got what's going on at the border, right? You've got a candidate now after Super Tuesday of German and Scottish descent, Donald Trump, now who doesn't have any more opponents on the ballot, shall we say. And we also have the fact that this puppy was about 5 months old when back in October, Kevin McCarthy was suddenly removed from the House, and I gave the word from the Lord on Yom Kippur warning him if he didn't choose a foundation of righteousness in this hour, he was going to lose his seat. And I gave that on Yom Kippur, September 25th, 2023. He loses his seat in early October, and Speaker Johnson ultimately, who was not necessarily in the running to begin with, ends up being put in that position out of Louisiana. So, and the Lord, I mean, you know, with me with animals, so it's interesting that the Lord chose, you know, a little puppy, a little black puppy. Now, the color of the puppy may have something to do that arises too with a certain ethnic group in our nation and wanting that patriotism and that covenant reestablished. So just keep that in mind, that the color of that puppy may be equally as important as what it is, meaning a black lab border collie or a black lab German shepherd. Okay. Both have significance, prophetic significance in the sight of what's happening right now in the nation, because we need to regain possession of the nation. We need to regain possession of the border. That's what Labrador Retrievers do. They go and retrieve and regain possession of what they've been sent out to get. We need to regain possession of our court system, of our schools, of our laws, of the way the church should be operating in the United States of America. So it's by no, and we have a black lab, golden retriever mix named Missy. You see her come in a lot, right? She's all black. Missy's face, that was the face of the puppy, except much younger. And the puppy had much longer hair and the floppy ears of a shepherd or collie, a border collie that they tend to have. So all of this really gives a picture of what's happening in the nation, but what needs to be birthed now out of this Patriot movement that now has been redeemed, because this Patriot Party did not start off as a good thing for America. Now it is being redeemed in the midst of this. But in order to be fully redeemed, it has to come into covenant with Almighty God, and that covenant has to be reestablished. But I think this may be pointing to at a rise of another party that is coming in this nation that is going to divide and drop a plumb line right between the Democrats and the Republicans. A rise of a new party, I think this is pointing at this also. And it's going to be very young. It's going to be a very young movement because that puppy was very young. And so just keep these things in mind, because I think we're only scratching the surface with this. And over the next, you know, course of how many months do we have left? 9 months in the year we have left. Some things may come more to light and come more into focus, having to do with this dream, and certain events may happen where we may see this, or even into 2025 and into 2028. So I would keep that in mind, because here, I'll put this up because I just happened to see this person write this. GCR, covenant means with God, means shepherd, got to teach it. Black coat, black robe regiment. She's saying black coat regiment, but black robe regiment. The black robe regiment was the pastors and religious leaders that basically stood up to the King of England and rallied the people to fight against tyranny. And the King of England feared them more than he feared the generals and politicians. In fact, he sent assassins out to try to harm them, because because they had the anointing of God on them. They were powerful in what they were saying, and it was affecting the war, and the King of England knew it. So I believe we're just scratching the surface here, like I said, but we really need to take all of this into account, pray, test the spirit. We're going to put this up on the blog, on the ministry blog, on arcofgrace.org. But I think some more revelation is going to come about this dream. I am expecting it. I am expecting it to come, because this dream, though it seems simple on the surface, it's deep. There are some dreams you have that seem simple on the surface, but they run deep. And I didn't even know there was a Patriot Party that formed in the early 1970s in order to usher socialism into the nation and to recruit gangs to help do it. So I did not even know this happened until I saw that name on the tag in the dream. And I went looking this morning to see what I could find about this. So you could go look it up yourself, actually. And Dutch Sheets has been prophesying about restoring the covenant, appeal to heaven flag. Well, go Dutch Sheets. Praise the Lord. You prophesy it, Mr. Sheets, because we need it right now. But just pray about this. I'm going to keep in prayer about this. I'm also going to keep in prayer about the tortoise and the hare. You need to mark that down. I'm telling you, this is going to come into play. So just remember this, because the Lord blew my mind when he said that to me about the order he just sent the animals to the ark. So keep a mental note of that as well. And I think this is where we're going to end for tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we will be back on next week. There are some things I have to do. I have to actually go fly out to Tulsa as well. So I will be back on next week. If anything major happens, I will come on as an emergency broadcast. I've come on in my bathrobe and pajamas before in an emergency broadcast when things have gone on. So if anything happens, I will try to get on. But yeah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And we will be back on next week, probably early to mid next week. I am going to be praying and seeking the Lord. Once again, Super Tuesday, amazing what came of that. We are seeing something historic and incredible, events, signs in the heavens, things happening in the nation right now. God is speaking. Are we listening? Is the question. Almighty God is most definitely speaking. Are we listening? So I'll leave you with that thought. And we'll put up at the end here, Givaderm. This is Givaderm. These ladies are entertaining, wonderful, and they have a wonderful skincare line, and it is all natural. And this is what I use. We get a lot of emails about what I use on my face. This is the line I use. It is not only one of the best smelling, it's one of the best I have ever used as far as taking care of your skin. our bodies are temples and we need to treat them as such. And so it really is food for your face. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARC10. And I'll show you, if you haven't seen, this is what the Givaderm ladies sent me, because Sadie's always jumping up on the desk here and getting cat hair everywhere. Sadie's lint roller, Sadie's keyboard brush. And I use them and I keep them right here. And I absolutely love them for sending this to me, because trust me, I am constantly doing this with my keyboard, especially in the mornings when Sadie comes in while I'm studying. So thank you to the Givaderm ladies for sending such a thoughtful gift. I very much appreciate it. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. We love you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it. And Psalm 34, Psalm 35 are excellent to say as well. Ephesians chapter 1 and 3. I encourage you not only to read those chapters, but there are scriptures in the book, The Believer's Authority, that I say every single day. The word of God is living and active. We need to be activating it daily in our lives. We need to get into the habit of it, especially in this environment and what's happening spiritually in the nation. We need to be getting into that habit, as well as saying the Lord's Prayer. Not only saying the Lord's Prayer, but taking communion. Do you know before every broadcast, pretty much, I take communion? And I take it to put myself in the right heart posture, and I take it to honor before God what he did by sending his one and only son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth to die for our sins at Calvary. And so I take that communion to put it in remembrance before the Lord that I have not forgotten the sacrifice he made for me and so many others on the earth. So I encourage you that to do that as well. Start taking communion at home. Start taking it. It really is. I'm telling you, it is transforming. It is transforming. It opens up your spirit to hear the Lord. It heightens your sensitivity. And so I just encourage you to do that as well. And before we get off tonight, we do have a picture of Chris I did not show earlier that I want to show. We're going to leave you with a little lighthearted moment. This is my husband goofing around in the parking lot while I'm trying to go shopping for spring decor. And so him and Gus had a field day with the flowers and things that I bought. So, yep, this is him goofing off in Poughkeepsie. So just wanted to show. He's going to love me for showing that picture live. Oh, let me tell you. Oh, if he's watching now, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes running down here. But he was working on some projects today that were keeping him busy. So, but Chris does come on from time to time. Whenever Chris wants to, he basically pops in. So that's our sort of policy on that. Whenever Chris wants to come on, Chris comes on. So thank you, everybody, for your continued prayers for him and for us. We greatly appreciate it. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you, and we'll see you next week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. It is an alternative to Big Pharma based on quantum physics. Over 40 scripture verses written into these patches for everything from blood sugar, anxiety, pain, neuropathy, to immune system boost, dog pain. They are very sincere about having alternatives to Big Pharma.
We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues.
I tried the pain patches and they worked when I used them.
When you connect it to your body, the skin patch changes your brainwaves.
Sugar, this one is neuropathy. I actually have it on. And we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old. And from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips. So we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
What was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I plucked him out. And wow, he's boom. And he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda, what
did you do to him?
So it's good.